how do we know we don't reincarnate, let's say, in other planes of existence or other planets?
Oh, well, that's hard to figure if we do, but it's more than likely you're going to come back to Earth.
Because the lessons were created here, and also, as you were talking about in the beginning, the karma is created here.
Yeah.
So as you create the karma, you have to work it out in the way, in the place that you created it.
When you stop reincarnating, Dimitri, what does that mean?
Well, you know, the East Indians talked about getting off the wheel of necessity. They called it a wheel of necessity, that you have to come back over and over again. And eventually, we figure it out. Eventually, we work out all our karma. We learn all our lessons. We mature all our spiritual gifts. And we do become sort of, I don't like to use the word masters, but let's just say spiritually mature. And they asked, actually, Helena Blavatsky that question, what happens when you get to that state of maturity, that perfection? Is it all over and you're done? It says, well, then another cycle starts, another evolution starts. You grow from perfection to perfection.
The thing is, let us say Beethoven, Bach, all these very gifted people, they have to have had that power prior to coming into this lifetime. So they come in with their talent. Now, my brother was an opera singer, and I asked the question after he died, does that voice get lost? Is it over? And they said, no, it continues. So our talents continue.
In terms of reincarnation, I want to get a definition from both of you. We'll start with you, Dimitri. What do you think reincarnation is, actually?
Well, reincarnate is to make flesh. So reincarnate is the process of re-embodiment to slowly perfect yourself, like you said earlier. That's the basic principle. That takes many lives to, you don't go to heaven, you grow to heaven from many lifetimes of evolution.
Right. Everything he said is true. The thing to know is that you just don't live one lifetime. You go from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime because you have to perfect yourself. You made errors, and so you have to, you know, as ye sow, so shall you reap. Cause and effect, you have to follow that line of thinking.
Well, when you talk about errors, Barbara, what are we talking about in terms of this reincarnation of progression? Are we talking about eras of, you know, being a good person? Are we talking about eras of, you know, not being spiritual? What are the errors?
Well, you have to back up and think in terms of decisions. We make bad decisions and good decisions. So it's the decision-making that brings us back time after time when they're not good decisions.
Well, but I mean, a bad decision could be a financial mistake. Does that mean we're going to reincarnate until we get that right, or are we talking about...
Yeah, because you have financial karma. We have personal karma. We have world karma. We have national karma. Karma enters into every phase of life.
What about a despicable person? Will that person reincarnate over and over again until they become nice?
Oh, yes. Until they come into their own, yeah, sure.
Well, metaphysics would say no soul is ever totally lost. So there's a spark of God in everybody, even
right.
though some, as you say, do despicable things. And they will eventually be given the opportunity to correct that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the hardest things why maybe many have not reaccepted reincarnation up till maybe it's getting stronger now is the idea that, you know, we don't like to think of ourselves as ever having done, you know, anything not so good. And to realize that in some of these lives, we undoubtedly have.
We've been murderers. We've been everything.
Right. And good things, too. You know, like the Bible says, for everything under the sun, there's a season for everything
sure.
under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 16 and began to talk about perfection,
yes,
I told myself, I always believed in reincarnation, even at that age. But I always told myself, George, I said, the mere fact that you are talking about this means that you're getting close to that upper level. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, very. The thing is, you come in kind of with a knowing, and you don't know how you know this. I mean, that's what happened to me. All this knowledge would come in, and I wonder, well, how come I have this knowledge? Where is it coming from? Then I realized I had developed it in a past life, that it just didn't happen. The wisdom just didn't happen. that it was I was tapping into something very interesting, and as life goes on, we get more and more. Well, the word evolution, you evolve.
Right, and once you have, let's say, what you did too, to recognize there is something more going on, that's the inspiration to pursue things further and look at what you've created. So these things are definitely not accidental. When people have these experiences, like, you know, of seeing maybe an angelic being or a spiritual energy or knowing something, you know, about their life or reincarnation or karma, that's kind of like God knocking on our door saying, you know, we're, as Barbara said, we're rekindling, or we're being encouraged to rekindle old fires and then take it further. It's kind of getting almost overused now to say, you know, we're at a turning point in our planet's evolution.
For instance, you're going to have family karma. That's what's going to bring you back time and time again. That is one of the biggest places where our karma is. Family karma.
Yeah, we'll get into that too. Why don't we remember our past lives? What's the mechanism for blocking that?
That's nature's kindness.
As Gandhi said.
It is, isn't it? I think we'd go nuts if we remembered them all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got enough on our plate now. Do we really want more?
No.
Everything goes into the subconscious, though, so nothing is lost.
Especially if you're a louse.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, let's say you're having a wonderful experience with your spouse right now, and you suddenly bring back a memory of, you know, five lifetimes ago, one or the other murdered each other. I mean, that's going to be a hard thing to bear. There's a reason we don't remember.
Sure.
It.
Very much so.
Or,
yeah.
Or you call her someone else.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No. No, it's evident that we are here to learn our lessons, and that's what I always ask. What is my lesson here?
The close people that we have in our lives today,
mm-hmm.
did we have them in our lives, at least their souls, in our lives when we were reincarnating as other entities?
Well, you've had them in past lives, sure.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you've been male and female, and so you're married perhaps to someone, and the next time around, that's your father or your mother. The roles change.
Right, and that the idea of that is to deepen the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
As we get to know each other from the centuries, really, we build the bonds. So, yes, especially as Barbara said, the family ties, often those are some of the deepest. Or, as you said, the key people in your life, especially, you know, well, for good or for challenge, they're there for a reason. And that's not accidental.